The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
My front door.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, it's you, Damien. What are you doing here, any road up?
Looking for you. I was just looking for your letterbox to see if you were in.
I'll believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
Anyway, come in. Got you snapping, have you? Looking for a sit down?
My mum said to come and ask you about me auntie.
I'll put kettle on. Oh, pick up them letters for me, will you?
You did say she could have this house.
I said no such thing. I said I should be needing a tenant, and you said your auntie were looking for somewhere.
Mum says she'll commit murder if my auntie doesn't move out soon. It's not her sister, see. It's my dad's sister, and he's out at work all day. He done her, I've put up with her. She gets under my mum's feet, and baby never stops crying.
Sounds as though it were a mistake sharing a house in the first place.
That's what Mum says. But she says what could she do when my auntie turned up on doorstep crying? She couldn't exactly turn her away, but she'd never have taken her in if she'd have known she were going to stay this long.
Why was she crying?
Because my uncle beat her up. He does that every now and again when he's drunk. He's real violent. You should see him. Me auntie were all covered in bruises. Here's your letters. You got a lot. More than we ever get.
Most of junk mail, I expect.
Anyway, that's another thing. Mum's frightened my uncle will find out where me auntie is. And next time he gets drunk, he'll come round and smash her house up.
Well, I can see your auntie needs some work, go.
So, my mum says how soon can she move in? Because she's getting desperate. And I'm fed up because they're in my bedroom. And I'm having Kip on couch downstairs.
Yeah, but this house isn't ready yet. I'm still cleaning it up and slapping on a bit of paint.
That doesn't matter. She won't mind what it's like.
And can she afford it?
Yeah, that's okay. She's been into it and she says she can get £50 a week for rent.
£50, eh?
So, can my auntie have house?
Well, I haven't finished all the paperwork yet. I'm waiting for a letter. Could be lucky, might be one of these.
Shall I tell her come round and see this, Affy?
You could sell snow to Eskimos, you could. Anyway, this letter looks like one I've been waiting for, so... All right, tell her to come round about tea time.
Oh, I thought I might find you here, propping up bar. I'd just been round your house, but there were nobody in.
Hello, mother-in-law.
I thought you and Reenie come home for a lunch.
Not anymore.
So you've taken to drinking yours, have you?
Did you just come round for a row, or had you something else in mind?
Well, aren't you going to buy me a drink?
Ah, go on. What you want, Wilf?
Gin and slimline will be fine. A real pint.
Here's a gin and slimline, Wilf, and another pint.
But will you need
to? To tell you the truth, I'm at a loose end now. I've got no job. I've already spring cleaned me bungalow 6 times. I'm getting into debt for soap and polish.
I know what you mean. I'm the same. Not much to do, and our Reenie's no company these days.
Still grieving over that Welshman, is she?
It's no good for my ego, I can tell thee. I can feel I'm starting to get depressed again.
Well, am I going away for Potter's?
Nay, how can I go away? Go away in a wheelchair?
Some folk do. Some folk have no options.
Well, we're gagging over here.
So where's your wheelchair now, then?
Well, where do you think?
If you can get across to a pub on your sticks, you can get across to a beach. Go to one of them hotels that's right on coast.
Where? In Rill?
No, you daft ape. On Costa del Sol or somewhere. And don't you say you can afford it?
I can't.
I know how much compensation you got, and it's time you spent some of it on holiday.
Hey, Reenie always organises the holidays.
And it's time you did a bit of organising your son. Do you both good, get a bit of sunshine. Might stop her fretting. Bring you closer together again.
Connie, I hate paying you compliments, but you're onto something there. Now, Wilf, what about them drinks?
Is she in?
Is who in, sir?
Mrs. Flaming Pritchard, that's who.
Excuse me, sir, you can't go in there. That's private. It's only for appointments.
You just try and stop me.
But, sir!
I want to see you!
Ah! Mark Colcliffe, do come in. Make yourself at home.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Pritchard. He just pushed past me. I did tell
him. That's all right, Frank, but make sure we're not disturbed.
Right, Mrs. Pritchard. I am sorry.
And what can I do for you, Mark Holcroft? Take a seat.
I'd rather stand.
And I'd rather you sat. Sit down and cool down. Otherwise I shall have you thrown out.
Oh!
Now, what is it that's so urgent that you have to force your way into my office?
I had this letter this morning. You never told me there'd be an insurance policy on top of my mortgage.
With an endowment policy, there has to be insurance. I expected you to know that.
You expected now to the sort. You knew I didn't know. You tricked me into signing up.
As I remember it, you were only too anxious to get your house back at any price. I told you that with your track record, it couldn't be an ordinary mortgage. That it had to be an endowment mortgage, and you seemed to be quite satisfied.
I didn't understand what it meant.
You can't blame me for your lack of understanding. That's up to you.
And you didn't tell me an endowment mortgage meant 0.5% more either. You've ripped me off right, left and centre.
There's an old saying in this business. Let the buyer beware. You should have heeded it.
You sit there all smug. Let the buyer beware. But I shall pull the plug on you. I shall tell.
Who shall you tell? Mr. Bernard Rowley? Oh, I don't think so.
I'll think of somebody.
No, you won't. Because you're implicated in what we did just as much as I am. You haven't a leg to stand on. I've got you by the short and curlies, young man. And the best thing you can do is keep your gob tight shut.
Sorry about that, Ray. Didn't like keep a good customer waiting, but I had a rate rush on. Will you have another pint with me for makeup?
Oh, go on then, just a few.
What about me? I've kept waiting and all, and he got his last pint to be going at. I hadn't gotten out and I was gasping.
Oh, go on then. Another gin and tonic, is it?
Gin and slimline. I'm dieting. If you don't know what you're thinking, nobody else will.
I should have thought they were past that.
I should be past it when I turn my clogs up.
Oh, and who are you setting your cap at now?
Never you mind. There's plenty of pensioners desperate for a bit of stuff, especially when you can bake them a taste of homemade cake and all.
I shall have to tell me mates, watch out.
Hey, are then. Cheers.
Cheers, Will. Thanks.
Bottoms up.
I'm a bit short-handed, tell you the truth. I had to give old Brendan a card just after Christmas. Business were that slow, what with recession and one thing and another.
I thought I hadn't seen her for a bit.
Yes, then I picked up. We're not what I'd call proper. Mm. People saving up for their holidays now. There's all a summit. But then every now and again you get a rush on and you can't cope with it. I don't know what to do for best.
I can say it's a problem.
Even then it wouldn't have been so bad. But I had that woman giving me a piece of her mind. Wouldn't have give up. I bet you heard it down here.
No, we heard now, did we, Ray?
She was going to report me to brewery and goodness knows what else.
I want a bite.
Nout. It went out. When all was said and done, it went out.
Couldn't have been nout. Must have been summered.
Oh, well, if you must know. It was state of women's toilets. That new cleaner I had, she was useless. Had to give her marching orders this morning. And I've done time to do out about it yet.
Short of a cleaner then, are you?
And before you get all excited, Connie Cartledge, no, I'm not short of a cleaner. I've set somebody else on. Starts tomorrow.
Suit yourself, Wilf Rustum, but you wouldn't get a better cleaner than me, no matter where you look.
But what am I going to do? By the time I've paid this extra mortgage rate and the insurance premium, I shall have no left.
It is tax deductible, of course.
It might be if I had a job to pay tax on in first place.
You've got a point there.
I were hoping I could rent the house out and get enough to pay mortgage and still have enough left to live on.
And why can't you?
To cover all that. Who's going to pay that much rent for an old house on Snow Hill?
Students.
Students? I thought students were worse off than the rest of us.
Not if you cram enough in.
What?
One student can't afford a house, but four students, five students, six students.
Oh, but it's only a pokey bit of a place.
Oh, students seem to enjoy living like sardines. I'll tell you what, I've a friend in the warden's office at the Poly. I've helped her out before. I'll tell her. I happen to have heard about a house coming vacant.
No, it's no use. I've already half promised it to somebody else. She's coming round to see it this tea time and, well, she's sort of a friend.
Oh, clever lad. You are quick off the mark. Maybe I underestimated you.
Trouble is, she couldn't have possibly paid enough rent for what I need now. Oh, what am I going to do?
There is a way out.
What way out?
No, forget it. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Well, you started, so you may as well finish.
All right, then. You could buy another house.
What? And sell one I've got?
Another house as well as the one you've got.
Are you mad? I can't afford this one.
There are plenty of very cheap properties on the market just now, and I do mean very cheap, and they can be made cheaper. Mainly repossessions, like yours was.
But mine were dearer second time I bought it.
Only because we put somebody in to bid against you. Oh, I thought you'd understood that. Otherwise, you'd have made a loss, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I sort of understand it.
This time, you'd buy a house very cheap. You wouldn't have so high a mortgage and you could let it to your friend at what you could afford and still make a nice little profit every week.
What's in it for you?
Oh, don't you worry about me, dear boy. There's plenty in it for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it.
But I can't afford to buy two houses.
You can't afford to buy one house. So what's the difference?
Ray, just turn your head. Look who's come in.
Who? Where? Who's just come in?
It's that Dawn I was telling you about. Oh. Hey, I hope it's not bad news. I hope her mum hasn't gone missing again. Hello, Dawn. What brings you here?
Mr. Rushton sent for me. I think that cleaning job's come vacant again for me mum. Only she weren't able to come just now.
She weren't fit for come, you mean?
Hello, Mr. Rushton. You wanted to see me. I've rushed over, but I haven't got long. I've got me back at school.
Oh, Dawn, yes. Just come over here a minute, love, to the end at bar, where it's quieter.
Where we can hear them, he means. I know what he's up to. Told me he had another cleaner lined up for that job. He's gotten out of sort.
Yeah, don't I know that?
Oh, yes, I do. I tell you, Ray, I wouldn't take this job on now. Not if he offered me a king's ransom.
No, I don't want your rotten job. I've told you before and I'm telling you again, I don't want your job. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
Dawn, keep your voice down, love.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Cartledge. I didn't mean make a scene. You won't tell me, ma'am, will you? She doesn't even know I've come here.
No, of course I wouldn't tell her.
I only come because I thought you were offering it to her. I've told him before I don't want his rotten job. Cleaning them loos out were once enough for me. Filthy, stinking places. Someone had thrown up last time I cleaned them.
They can get a bit messy, can pub loos.
I'm not going to end up like me ma'am, desperate for any rotten job. I'm trying to get some qualifications, Mrs. Cartledge, so I can do better than that. And now I'm going to be late back to school thanks to that old slaphead.
Look after yourself, love.
And you can take that smile off your face, Connie Cartledge.
Thought you'd already got a cleaner.
I have, for tomorrow. It's today I'm short.
Pull the other.
Oh, heck, there's that woman again. Her as was complaining afore. I ought to have a quick go at them lose me sen. But I'm stuck. I can't leave bar unattended.
Hey, Wade and I'll look after it for thee, mate.
Eh?
It won't be the first time I've pulled a pint. That is, if you trust me.
Well, of course I trust you, Ray. You better.
But come think of it. I could give you half an hour regular when you pulled out, like.
Hey, Ray, you're my salvation.
Oh, hello, Damien.
I just come check you back, so my auntie can pop down and see the house.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm sorry about this, Damien, but something's cropped up. This house letting business, it's not as straightforward as I thought.
But you promised me.
No, I didn't exactly promise.
Yes, you did. You promised. Cross your heart and hope to die.
Well, things has changed.
You broke your promise and let me down. I thought you was my friend.
I am, Damien. And I haven't let you down. It's just a delay, that's all.
Joyce Holliday wrote today's episode of The Cold Cloughs. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.